Part 3. Expansion. Section 1. The United States Government. Exercise 2. Directions. Listen to the following lecture about the three branches of the U.S. government to answer the following true-false questions. The United States Constitution created three main branches of federal government: the executive, the legislative, and the judicial. Each branch has specific powers that the other branches do not have. Each branch of government also has a way to check the other two branches to make sure that all the laws and government actions are legal. This division of power is called checks and balances. Because of this system of checks and balances, the United States cannot be ruled by one person or group of people. In other words, the power must be shared. The first branch of government, the executive branch, is represented by the office of the President of the United States. The executive branch has the power to enforce the laws of the country. As leader of the executive branch, the president is in charge of several million government workers. He or she also has the power to appoint important officials, such as federal judges and members of the Supreme Court. The president is the commander-in-chief of the United States military. While the president is not allowed to make new laws, he or she can check the lawmaking process through the use of the veto. Veto power means that the president can try to stop the creation of a new law. If, however, two-thirds of both houses of the Congress vote against the president's veto, the law is passed. The United States Constitution says that a candidate for president must be a native-born American citizen who is at least 35 years old. Political parties choose presidential candidates several months before the presidential election. Presidential elections are held every 4 years. A president is limited to 2 4-year terms of office. The second branch of the U.S. government is the legislative office. The legislature, also known as Congress, is made up of two houses, the Senate and the House of Representatives. The Senate has two members from each state who are elected for 6-year terms. Each state has equal representation in the Senate. Therefore, Rhode Island, the smallest state in the United States, has the same number of senators as Alaska, the largest state. Similarly, Wyoming, with fewer than 1 million residents, has the same number of senators as California, with over 33 million residents. The other house of Congress, the House of Representatives, has 435 members who are elected for 2-year terms. The number of representatives from each state is based upon the population of the state. Therefore, Wyoming only has one representative, while California has more than 40. Every 10 years, the total population of the United States is counted, and the results of this census are used to decide how many representatives each state can have. Congress is responsible for making the laws of the country. Laws begin as bills, which are presented in either the Senate or the House of Representatives. After a bill is debated, it is voted upon and must be accepted by both houses of Congress in order to become law. However, a bill cannot become a law until the president has signed it. If the president vetoes the bill, Congress still has another chance to pass the law by overriding the president's veto with a two-thirds majority vote. In other words, two-thirds of the Congress must disagree with the president's veto in order for the bill to become law. Other important duties of Congress include collecting federal taxes, declaring war on another country, and voting on important presidential appointments, such as judges to the Supreme Court and U.S. ambassadors to foreign countries. The judiciary is the third branch of the United States federal government. The judiciary is a system of federal courts located throughout the country. The main job of the judicial courts is to decide cases involving federal laws. The cases they hear can involve anything from business disagreements to murder. These cases, however, must be related to federal laws, not state laws. The highest court in the judiciary is the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court has 9 judges, known as justices, who are appointed by the president with the approval of the Congress. Supreme Court justices serve for life. They are not connected to political parties and are not elected. Therefore, they do not feel pressured to make decisions based on politics or voters' opinions. The job of the Supreme Court is to make sure that all of the laws of the United States are fair and correct according to the Constitution. If the Supreme Court decides that a law does not follow the Constitution, that law must be changed. While many other countries also have 3 branches of government, the American system, with its checks and balances, is rather special. The writers of the Constitution wanted to make sure that each of the 3 branches worked for the good of the citizens. They did not want any of the branches to have control over the others. It was therefore important that each branch of government be able to work independently and to safely question and challenge the actions of the other 2 branches.